With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for Living sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Carolina Pliskova is in her sixth season.
Is it too early
as
to
a
get
top
coffees,
10.
Do you reckon?
Another curve for Sam Gong. Oh, dear.
I remember driving back to Melbourne. I thought we'd win. I was really confident. I actually had a really good feeling. Did you pitch him or did he pitch you, Pix? Because you can't. You've been
just
milking this
on
one game.
Get
one
on
game you and Aaron Lord have milked this for years. Enough's enough. I'm calling it over. Choices Flooring, of course, presents.
I hadn't even got warm at that stage of my career. it was only early days at Geelong.
Choices Flooring, proud partner of the Melbourne Mavericks, presents Off the Record. Discover the power of colour with Spaces for Living sale at Choices Flooring and Picks. The floor is yours.
Okie doke. Let's start off with Gazy. He had a rough time trying to spit this stat out.
Andy, the other thing too, if you're a North Melbourne, and this was came off on the Twitter, they've won one out of the last 27 games, and that one loss, one win, cost them Harley Reid.
It was easy for you to say, Gazy. It was easy for you to say. Jimmy Nantz, a very smooth operator in the golf commentary, but he gets this all the wrong way about.
Still enjoying the walk every step of the way on a day when Kelly Norda already won her fifth in a row.
Kelly Norda? No, Nelly Korda. It was Nelly Korda. Yeah, this was unfortunate. Yeah, even I have to put myself in this week.
Oh, we got Pix Flicks? Yeah, Pix Flicks.
Yeah,
time.
Let's do a bit of flicking. Oh, we got Dinger. Stinger. The Dig Stinger. Digger. We got the dig, haven't we, first?
Oh, no.
That was a bit of a mix.
Oh, no.
What about this caller on Fireball Friday yesterday? It was a bit all over the place with his Australian sporting legends.
Yeah, good. 2007 grand final. Cats win the flag. Come out with me, cousin. We're walking back from the G. Next to us is Sir Donald Barassi. All right?
Sir Donald Barassi. No.
Yeah. I don't think he was knighted, nor was his name Donald.
No, his anyway. Name was Ronald.
Should have been knighted.
Mark Carroll. He may at some stage. Mark Carroll is an NRL analyst on the TV. He's certainly not a doctor.
Unfortunately, last week he was out with CTE, but he's such a great player.
Well, you wouldn't have CTE. You don't get that until you have to have your brain examined after you. Yeah, it's called concussion, Mark. Right, this is a weird stat from Johnny Donohoe, one of our young upstarts who was very, very suspicious in that leaking of audio earlier in the show.
He's not young. He's been young for 10 years.
No, no, well, he's still young compared to me.
And Charlie Cameron, he's on the next page. He read that so early.
Just needs five more for his equal best from last year in the ruck. Briggs tapped it down.
Just needs five more for his equal best from last year. He kicked two goals. That's a strange stat. And then this was... Yep. He was bewildered that Tom Green's got his own little area there, his own fan club in his hometown.
All thrown in out of sight in front of the Tom Green fan club marquee. Who would have thought Tom Green has got his own fan club at Marnica Oval?
He did grow up in Canberra.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying, like, there's 22 other guys out. There's 21 other guys out there.
Why they didn't grow up in Canberra.
Singling out Tom Green.
Sammy's all over him too. That's why he's got a fan club, because he's a Canberra boy. But anyway.
Equal best player in the comp right now with Heaney, isn't he?
He's a good player, very good player, yes. Miles is the latest victim here to misread a horse's name. Have a listen.
I'd have a bet, but in Pathagree, I did that again. I'm a page three girl.
Which reminds us of the course. Okay, I'm going in... Race 9, number 7, Give a Tatry.
Give it a try, that'd be picking.
Give a Tatry. Now, this was tagged at the end of our show last week. He came on to Gooey's Trixie, and he had no idea of the mistake he was making, but you and I, we picked it up.
as they started swinging for home, they would have seen Pride of Jenny in their periphery. Right?
Their what?
In their periphery.
What? Their periphery?
In their peripheral vision. There she is. Right?
Yeah, I know what it is.
That's
where would they have seen him?
Right, yeah. In the corner of their eye, boss. To the right.
Yeah, there you go. Now, one of our favourites has announced his retirement from the NRL. We left it just to Tony to tidy this one up.
Yeah, it's a sad retirement, but yeah, it is because he was a great player.
Yep.
And retires due to concussion, I think, didn't
There's
he?
There's a lot going around at the moment, isn't there? It's a real concern. Yep. But this is Tony Tardio at his best.
Tomorrow night's clash, and after 251 NRL games, Dale Finucane has announced his retirement effective immediately.
There was a lot of news readers who breathed a collective sigh of relief on the day.
Yeah, it's just
one of the hard names to of course.
Yeah, you would have seen this. I reckon I'd laugh out loud for about five times every time I have a look at this bit of audio.
I did it earlier this morning.
Shut up. You don't even know what I'm doing. You're in another state, mate. Leave it with me.
Righto,
I know what I'm doing, all right?
Righto.
So this is Nick Larkey taking off our own the purple.
Lotto, that's a great question. Lotto, I don't know if Sam Draper knew what he was doing. I just don't. And, you know, he lay on the ball in a way that was not acceptable. And yes, and in footy club have a lot to deal with. But I would love to get your thoughts, Lotto.
It was
wonderful.
It was as good as it gets. Because that
good.
Is exactly how Damo talked. I said to Damo when I first got it, and he hadn't seen it. He's gone, oh, that's good. Do you reckon they're not going to get... looking forward to the Sunday footy show tomorrow. They're going to get a whole heap of gold out of that.
How good was Nick Larkey?
Yeah, very, very good.
Do you want one more go of the noise set? Or you?
No, I don't need all that. But what I'll do is I was listening to The Pipe, and he was doing, you call, you get on sort of stuff. And he was put on hold, and talk about a man who embraced the on-hold music. Have a listen.
Corey in Mill Park, thanks for holding. Corey, welcome to you. Oh, there we are. We needed that on this Tuesday afternoon. Just a little chill music. Let's just take a breath together. In for five. And then out for five. Thanks, Corey.
Oh, I loved it when I heard that. I thought it was very good. Excellent.
Very good.
Now, Miles is over there. He's
doing our live golf coverage today.
Yeah, he's doing SEN's live golf coverage, right?
Yep.
He's having he's with Paddy Welsh, I think, and fair to say he had a bit of a brain fade. What was he thinking here?
Man in Zimbabwe. He's an Olympian as well, Scotty Vincent.
Is he really?
Yep.
What, in what sport?
Golf.
Oh, I reckon.
What sport would you reckon he'd be in, Miles? You're over there doing the golf. That's exactly why he's there. Anyway, Bill Laurie time.
Got it! Steve Smith is on form.
Should take it. Oh, he dropped it.
Suit me, yes! Every other union! Every other
union! Okie doke. Just the one Bill Laurie this week, Nico Rosberg, who had a bit of a problem with his throat.
Yeah, Yao Ming and...
can you believe how tall he is?
7'6".
How was the practice start? Looking good?
Practice starts were solid. He's right on target.
Very good. Very confident there.
How can he get the car so far up?
I'm not sure, but he seems to be an absolute specialist. Yes, he has, yeah. He's got a bit bigger than me, though.
In the sprint yesterday.
He can, but he's not going to do that.
How do you know?
Because he's not going to be racing.
Yeah, it was gold, pure gold. Touchosaurus time.
On Off the Bench, it's time to consult the Hutchosaurus.
You had a close call today. Lucky I found some Palmolive.
I'm the last of the philanthropists.
I have the new barbecue. And on 11-18,
Rocky? Is it Rocky or Rake?
It's Rake, Craig. It's Rake. And this is Rake. And this is you on your little podcast, a little baby podcast you do with Damo called The Sounding Board, the trender on SEN app area. This is you again.
So Facebook owner Meter is going to get some serious airtime on the back of the meter spat, Damo.
Meter. Really?
Yes.
Everyone in the world knows it's Meta.
Yes.
Are you calling it Meter?
Yes.
For a very smart man, you can be very, very silly at times.
Yeah, it was a mistake, clearly.
Really? I mean, that Hutchosaurus file is big, isn't it?
It is.
How many do you reckon we've got in there? We'd have to have 50.
No, a lot.
It'd have to be 50.
Transform your home with Choices Flooring Sale, offering 30-plus discounted carpet and hard flooring styles for endless design possibilities.